W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Players by Minette Walters, narrated by Emma Gregory. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. William Shakespeare, As You Like It. Faber est quisque fortunae suae. Every man is the architect of his own fortune. Appius Claudius Caecus. The aftermath of the English Civil War. In the 10 turbulent years that followed the brutal civil war between Parliament and the King, which ended in victory for Parliament and the execution of Charles I in 1649, only 5 delivered stable government. These were under the leadership of the Lord Protector, Oliver Cromwell, whose control of the new model army imposed order, albeit through a military dictatorship. A king in all but name, Cromwell filled the void left by the empty throne, but his early death in 1658 threatened to plunge the country into turmoil once again. With no strong figurehead emerging from its own ranks, Parliament voted to restore the monarchy, and Charles I's heir, his eldest son, was invited to return as king in 1660. Dubbed the Merry Monarch, Charles II was likeable, good-humoured, and charming. He reigned for 25 years, and by steering a more intelligent course than his father, never lost the loyalty of his subjects. His single failure was his inability to produce a legitimate heir with his wife Catherine of Braganza, although he was known to have 12 illegitimate children by his many mistresses, the eldest being the Duke of Monmouth. On Charles II's death in February 1685, the only successor with a legal claim to the throne was his brother, James, Duke of York, younger son of Charles I. However, James's conversion to Catholicism in 1669 had set many against him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?